When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Before we jump in today, I'm going to ask some questions of you as a basketball coach. Questions I think you should ask yourself and that you should hopefully have answers to. But before I jump into that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I was just looking at some drills that we're going to do this summer, both at our camp and some of our contact days. In which we use a Dr. Dish. It's the best machine out there, bar none. We own three of them in our gym. Mention Coach Unplugged High School Hoops. Coach Collins, mention me, and they'll take really good care of you and give you $400 off. Best discount out there you can get. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Prices are going up. I'm just telling you right now, they are. Come late summer and fall, if you get in now, at a discounted price, it will be what it is. You never know. If you send me an email at steve@teachhoops.com and it's not 6 months after this podcast goes live, sometimes I can find a little discount for you. But prices are going to go up. We're putting a lot of new courses and a lot of new deep dives and a lot of time and support for Coach Collins so I can coach my team and do all the things that I need to do. So go over and check it out. So we're going to talk about some questions that I think coaches should ask themselves. You should ask yourself. So the first one is, do you have a practice plan every time we walk into practice? Do you have a written one? Not one in your head, not because you've done it 25 years. Do you have a plan when you walk into practice? The answer is no, then you need to change that. But it should be detailed. Right? I'm not going to walk into my class tomorrow without a detailed lesson plan. You should do the same thing no matter what level you're coaching at. You should have a written, I guess it could be on an iPad or a tablet, but you should have a written practice plan ready every day. Do you have that? That's the first question. Second thing is, what's your energy level? And I know as I get older, I'm going to take a drink here, this gets harder for me. Do you have the energy level of practice that you want from your players? Do you, the coach, I'm asking you, do you bring that energy level the entire practice? Number three, do you communicate instructions, learning styles, what you want taught and how you want it taught to everyone that's in the gym? So is there a clarity to that? Is there a precision to that? If 80% of the people know what's going on and the other 20% don't, it doesn't help. So communication, clarity, are you able to do that? That's my third question for you. Fourth question is, do you love the game? Seems like a general question, and it is. But I think in order to be a true basketball coach, you have to love this thing. I mean, you have to love the nuances of it. You have to love the rhythm of it. You have to love the changes of it. You have to love the ups and downs of it, the speed of it, the changing of it. So I think you have to ask that. Question number four, do you empower everyone in that gym? Do you empower your managers? Do you empower your assistant coaches? Do you empower your players? Do you empower the trainer? Do you empower everyone in there to have a voice? And I'm going to tell you, in my younger days, no, didn't do that. Do that now. Like, I don't even have to be there half the time, I'm convinced. In order to have a successful organization, I think you have to empower everyone. And do you invest in your players? I'm not talking about whether they make the jumper. I'm not talking about whether they can dribble off the... I'm talking about, do you invest in them? Do you get to know them? Do you spend time with them? Do you invest in them as people, as individuals, as students, as sons, as daughters? Do you invest in them? I think all of those questions, you have to, this summer, spend some serious time thinking about it. And if you have, if it's a no to any of those, that's where you got to spend your time. So do you have a written practice plan? Or do you have a way of doing that coming in the future? And I'll put a link down below. I love Practice Planner Live, but I think it's a great way to kind of start mapping things out. But do you have a written plan for practices? Do you bring the type of energy every day at practice that you want from your players, from your managers, from your team? Do you communicate clarity to your learning style, how you're teaching, all those kind of things? You know, remember, there's more than one way that people learn, that some people learn visually, auditory. Anyway, I've done plenty of podcasts on that. Number four, do you love the game? If you don't, I'm not sure why you're doing it, but do you love the game? Number four, do you empower everyone that's in that gym? Do you give them a voice? And number six is, do you invest in your players, your assistant coaches, your managers, your trainer? Do you invest in all of them? If you have any questions on any of those, that's where I would spend my summer. Deep diving into those questions for you as a specific coach. All right. Have a great week, everybody, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.